views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today I'm going to be doing something a little different. After the first break, I'll be doing astrology readings for listeners who call in. If you have a burning question or issue that you would like to have more insight on, be sure to call our toll-free number, and it is toll-free, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that is 1-800-930-2819. The phone lines are open now, so make sure you call in and not miss this opportunity to have me look at your chart and do an astrology reading. All I'm going to need is your date of birth, your place, and your time. If you're not sure about your time, you can check your birth certificate. It's usually on there. Don't worry, I will not reveal this information on the air. So don't miss this opportunity and call in. There is a segment that I do that I like to call, What the Bleep Is That? What the Bleep Is That? And this is where I examine a fruit, food product, or an ingredient that is in food and determine whether or not it is good for us to consume. Today we're going to be looking at the McDonald's McRib sandwich. Yes, the McDonald's McRib sandwich. This is not a sandwich that is available year-round. They bring it out once a year to much fanfare and hype, and when it does come out, it is rather popular. What is this McDonald's McRib sandwich? Well, first of all, it's made up of 70 ingredients, and most of them are preservatives and chemicals, and they are on the ingredient list. What I want to talk about are some of the ingredients that are on the ingredient list and some of the ingredients that are not on the ingredient list. First, we're going to start off with one of the ingredients that are not on the ingredient list, and this is a chemical, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. I looked it up in the dictionary to try to get a pronunciation, and it's not even in there. Anyway, this chemical is called I can't pronounce it. I mean, it can't be good for you if you can't even pronounce it. But this chemical is used in the manufacturing of shoes, yoga mats, anything that is rubbery, plastics, and synthetic leather. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if it's used in that, what's it doing in my food? They use it in the food to bleach the flour that's in bread. Whenever you eat a sandwich from a fast food restaurant, you are getting this chemical in your sandwich because it's in your bread. It's very interesting that this chemical has not been approved for use in Australia and Europe. So if they're not approving it for use, why are we approving it for use to be in our food sources in the United States? And what's the issue with this? Well, it is believed, and studies have shown, that this chemical can cause asthma. So here you are eating a sandwich, and you could possibly get asthma from it. The second ingredient that I want to talk about is on the ingredient list, and it's pretty obvious. It's pork, but it's not natural meat. It is reconstructed meat product made from pig innards and cast-offs. What they do, if you open up the McRib sandwich, what you see there is this hunk of meat looking like stuff that's in the shape of ribs, but they're not actually, there's no ribs in there. What they do is they take this meat and they put it into a mold and they form it into this shape. So it is pork innards and cast offs formed into this shape of pork ribs, but it's not really pork ribs. The problem is that since it's not real meat, it's not as nutritious as real meat, so you're not really getting all the protein resources that you think you are. And it's also not organic. And if it's not organic, it's been fed GMO feed, the GMO feed, usually in the form of soy and corn, has lots of pesticides, fungicides, and herbicides in it. So this is not good for you when you eat the meat that has the animal that has been fed these chemicals in their diet, then you ingest those chemicals. And since it's not organic, you can bet it's got antibiotics and hormones in it. None of these things are good for you. There is also high fructose corn syrup, and high fructose corn syrup has been linked to the obesity epidemic that we have in the United States, as well as the diabetic epidemic. There is soybean oil, corn oil, and cottonseed oil. None of these are organic. So once again, you're getting your pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And furthermore, there have been studies showing that the GMO food is not as nutritious as natural, holistic food from nature. So that's an issue there. Then there are natural flavorings from vegetarian sources, aka when you see that, that usually means soy, and lots of times MSG. MSG is linked to stomach cancer. Not a good thing. There's 500 calories, 26 grams of fat, and it is loaded with salt. So you're getting a high-calorie, high-fat, empty nutritional food here. And I can't really call it a food because there's really not that much nutritional value in it. And the grams of fat, the 26 grams of fat, I can guarantee you are not healthy fats. It's not your olive oil, your omega-3 fatty acids, your fish oils, your flaxseed oils, none of that. It's saturated animal fat. Then there is something else in there that is not on the ingredient list, and this is a drug. And I'm going to try to pronounce this one. Again, I tried to look it up on the dictionary, and it's not in the dictionary, so I could not get a pronunciation on it. But I believe it is pronounced as ractopamine. Now, this drug is used to make animals more muscular, and it reduces the fat content of the meat, which you might think at first glance, oh, this is good because I'm not getting all these saturated fats. But this is not necessarily the case. It suppresses the reproductive function, and in dairy cows, it increases mastitis. Now, what is mastitis? Mastitis is an infection of the teats. So if a cow has mastitis and you milk the cow, that pus from that infection is getting into your milk. They treat the mastitis with antibiotics. The antibiotics, when they milk the cow, are going to get into your milk. So you are getting milk that has been compromised. It is thought to cause muscle breakdown, hyperactivity, and increase disability and death in livestock. That's not a good thing. It is used in 45% of the United States pigs. So this is something to be concerned about. Now, what's its reaction with humans? Well, if a human eats meat from an animal that has been treated with a ractopamine, it can cause damage to the cardiovascular system, and it may even cause food poisoning. I don't know. I don't think I want to get food poisoning when I go to have my lunch or dinner. This drug is pretty toxic. So on December 7th of 2012, Russia banned the imports of U.S. meats because they contain this drug. If the Russians don't think it's good enough for them to consume, then why are we consuming it? So what are you going to do? I think that this sandwich, the McDonald's McRib sandwich, based on all this information, is something that you should avoid. But the question is, what do you want to do when you want to have a good pork sandwich or you're craving barbecued pork? Well, what you do is you get some organic pork ribs, And if you don't have a natural health or natural food store in your area, you can go to localharvest.org. That is localharvest.org. And on the website there, you can type in your zip code, and you will get a list of farmers markets and family farms in your area that raise organic vegetables, cows, pigs, chickens, lamb, ducks even. And a lot of these ranchers will let you order online, or you can call them up and order, and they will ship the meat products to you. So you can get this organic ribs, these organic ribs. And what you do is you take a ceramic pan, a casserole dish, or a glass one, and you put your ribs in there. You sprinkle them with salt and pepper. You get yourself some organic rub. Now, if you can't find organic rub, just Google rub, barbecue rub, dry rub, on the internet, and you'll get all kinds of recipes for dry rub. And to make it organic is you just use organic herbs and spices instead of the conventional ones that they have. Now, you take this organic dry rub, you rub it on there, you take parchment paper that has not been bleached and is natural, you put it on top of that, and then you seal it with aluminum foil, but make sure that the aluminum foil is not touching the meat. We do not want that. So you stick that in the oven and you cook it for a couple of hours until the meat's tender on 300 to 325. And there you go. You've got your organic pork ribs that will take care of any barbecue rib hunkering you might have. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to be doing astrology readings. Call in 1-800-930-2819. And let me do a reading for you. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hello there, everybody. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I am doing astrology chart readings, and we have Char from Edmonds with us, Edmonds, Washington. Hi, Char. Hello, Char. I guess she's not there. We must have lost her call or something. But I will talk about her chart. So, Char, I think that you weren't exactly 100% sure when your birth time was, but if it was just a few minutes after the birth time that you gave me, then it's not going to make that much difference. You are a Scorpio rising, which is very good. This is the sign that was coming on the horizon at the time of your birth. And this gives you insight into a lot of things. Scorpios can dig deep into the issues at hand. And so that's good. And Scorpions are ruled by Mars, and your Mars goes to your 10th house of career, which gives you a strong career and a strong passion to be a career woman, which is an excellent thing. Then your moon, we always look at the moon. Your moon is in Pisces, which is your 5th house. It's your house of a higher knowledge, it's your house of past karma, it's your house of creativity, and you are very creative. And the moon there is with the Venus, which makes you a very sweet individual, which is a very nice thing to have. And it is there with Rahu, which gives you the ability to think out of the box, to be a little inventive that way, which is great. So the question is, what can we expect for the upcoming year? And what I would like to say is that we've got some good things going on here. And we have some things that can be, you know, that we need to look out for or work on. First of all, you have your sun. We're going to talk about the sun, which is another thing that we need to look at. And the sun is in the 6th house, which is Aries, of the astrological chart. And this is a good position. It gives you an interest in health and healing, and it gives you a strong work ethic. And right now, the sun is where the eclipse patterns are. And it's going across your 6th and your 12th house. And this is a house of health and healing. It's a house of enlightenment. The 12th house is a house of enlightenment, the house of moksha, the house of foreign travel, and the house of charity. And we have Saturn transiting in your 12th house right now as well. So what this means is that there's going to be a lot of changes in regarding these issues. Your 6th house is also your house of work. And I believe that you might be retired, but if you decide that you want to start a second career or look into that, that would be a good thing to do. But what I don't want you to do with the Saturn Rahu being in your 12th house of foreign travel is it's not a good time for you to travel abroad. If you travel abroad, there could be some health issues with that. And if you do charity work, we all love to do charity work, but if you're going to do charity work during this, actually it's a 2.5-year cycle of Saturn being there in your 12th house, you are going to want to make sure that you don't get taken advantage of, that you have strong boundaries around the charity work that you do. But it is it's a good time to do it. Just make sure that you have strong boundaries around it. We also want to look at your health and your healing. And this would be a time where you want to make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. Notably, we want to make sure that we are eating the right foods so that we don't get an overinflammation in our stomach or gastrointestinal system. And also, we want to make sure we're eating the proper foods to support our heart health. And we want to make sure that we are going to the doctor to make sure all these things are in line. It's also a good time for you to focus in on your diet, the foods that are healthy for you, that you should be eating for your body type, to help prevent any inflammation or challenges in this area. And this is an area that I definitely can help you with. I can help you make sure that you're getting a very nutritious, supportive diet for your health and healing. Now then, let's look at some of the other things. During the next couple of months, we have a lovely planetary combination over Jupiter, which is in your fourth house. This is your house of home, your house of family, your house of happiness, and this is very good. We love to see these planetary configurations going on with Jupiter, and then the planetary configurations are going to move into your fifth house, which is your house of creativity. It also can be the house of romance. And you have an exalted Venus there, which means Venus is the strongest that it can be. And Venus is the planet of love and relationship and friends. And that is there, and we have these lovely combinations going over that in the following month, in March and April. And the Venus by transit is going to be exalted in that house as well, which is a great opportunity to strengthen relationships that you have, in forming new relationships, developing new friends, that kind of thing. And towards the end, the last half of March, we're going to have Mercury retrograde the end of this month and the first half of March. So you kind of want you're going to get a lot of information about things. So you just need to be aware of that. So you want to be careful if you're signing documents or if you're doing short-term travel. Just be aware that there could be some complications with that. But after the retrograde is off, or there could be some issues with communications, like with computers and technology and things like that. But at the end of March, once the retrograde is off, this would be a great opportunity for you to take a short-term journey with your friends or with your spouse, your significant other, or with your family, and you would get a lot of benefit from that. So that would be really a fabulous thing for you to do during this time. So let me see. What else is there? Then we will have. Now, these patterns I was talking about, these eclipse patterns I was talking about over your sun, will only go on for a year and a half. And then after that, you should be in the clear, and things will get a lot better for you. I know that in 2012, you probably had some things going on because we had the eclipse patterns going over your first house, your ascendant, and then they were caught up with all these malefic plants, which can cause. That's why everybody was talking about how bad 2012 was, and they wanted it to be over. Well, it's over, and it's going to start getting better and better and better for you. So this is good. All right. I hope I have cleared anything up. If you have any other questions, Char, feel free to contact me. You can go onto my website, themichellebondshow.com, and get my number. You can text me or email me or even call me. If you have any other questions or issues, Char, please let me know. I hope this covers everything. We have to take another quick break, and we will be right back to do some more astrology readings. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are doing astrology readings for the listeners who call in. So if you want me to do your astrology reading, if you want me to look at any issues, if you've got some burning issues or questions that you would like more insight to, please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. So I just got a text from Patty, who is actually in Texas right now, and she wants to know. She is in a, she's studying Ayurveda in Southern California, where she is living, and she's not real happy about her living conditions there. She is missing. She's very homesick. She's missing her friends and family in Texas and wants to know if, number one, she's in the right profession, and number two, if she should stay in Southern California or if she should go back home and be with her family and friends. So looking at your chart, I see that you're Virgo rising, and this is a very good sign. It is good for health and healing, which is a profession that you are in. And the lord of your chart goes to the eighth house, and that's Mercury going to the eighth house, which is also a good sign for health and healing. And it's the 10th house of your career. So you are in the right profession of health and healing. The interesting thing, though, is that you've got Sun and Venus there as well. And this makes you a good counselor. When we see these types of planetary configurations in the eighth house, we see people are good therapists. They are good with alternative health and healing, which is what you're studying there in Southern California. So to answer your question, are you in the right profession, studying the right profession, I would have to say, yes, you are. Now, there is another thing that we need to examine here, and that is that your moon is in the second house of Libra, and your sun is in the eighth house of Aries. And as we saw in the other chart, we have eclipse patterns going over these houses. The other thing is that we have Saturn in your sitting on your moon right now. Now, with the eclipse patterns. Now, when we see this type of configuration, this is what we see. We see a lot of chaos. We see that you try to have some direction in your life. You try to set goals and have a plan, but it always gets interrupted. Something always happens. And that's what's going on right now. Now, these eclipse patterns will be off. They just moved in January, and they will be off in a year and a half. So what do we do to get through this period of time? It's not the end of the world. There's direction. First of all, you don't want to be holding steadfast to this, to your goals, and not bend and move and be flexible. Flexibility is the key. So what I am going to say to you is that would be very important, I think, and very beneficial if, yes, you do leave Southern California, you go back home with your friends and family where you have support, and you can do your studies online or long distance. That would be the thing to do. Or you might even be able to find another Ayurvedic school in Texas where you can study that in your hometown. But you've got your support there that you're going to need of your friends and family. And when all these planetary configurations blow over, then you will be in a much better position, and you will, yes, you'll be working in the alternative health field, and you'll be able to make money, lots of money, doing this. So that would be my advice to you. Okay, we've got Michelle on the air right now. Michelle, can you hear me?
We must be having some trouble with the phone line, so let me figure it out for you, and we'll get right back.
Okay. All right. So Michelle is from Seattle, and looking at her chart. Now, Michelle, I see that you're not really clear about your birth time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be doing your chart from the moon, which is something that we do when we're not really sure about the birth time. But there is an issue with doing it from the moon, and that is that the moon is your consciousness. So this is how you are going to feel about the different things that are going on in your life. It's not necessarily what exactly is going on in your life, but it's how you feel. If we had the ascendant, then we would know exactly what's going on in your life. So you could have something that's going on in your life that might be challenging, but because the moon is in a particular position, it's not going to bother you. Or things could be doing the opposite. They could be going really good, but if the moon is in a position that doesn't think that or has the illusion that they're not going good, then you're not going to be real happy about it. So this is why it's important for us to get the ascendant. So what I would recommend is that you have a chart rectification done, and that is something that we do when, to find out what the ascendant is, because the ascendant is very important. So what we do to do a chart rectification is we get the major events that happen in your life, and it takes a couple of hours. I do this not while you're, you know, while I'm having a conference with you, but I get all, you know, a lot of the major events that happen with your life, and I go backwards and figure out what your ascendant is based on the events that happen in your life, and then we can have a reading. So we don't have time to do that now, so I'm going to do the chart from the moon. And what I see going on here is very good. So you have your moon is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, and so this is a very nice configuration. It gives a certain type of yoga that means that you are going to have good friends and you're going to come into prominence, usually based on help from your friends, and so this is good. And we have an interesting configuration going on as well, and that is that Jupiter, by transit in June, is going to come opposite your moon. And this is really good for relationship, not only for a relationship, you know, with your husband or your significant other, but relationship with your partners at work and relationship with your friends. And if you are looking for a time to make changes in what you're doing with your profession or with your career, this could be a good time for you to start that. And Jupiter is going to be opposite your moon for a whole year. So you have, starting in June, a whole year to make changes in your career that can be positive and really help you. You will be having changes in your life because, once again, with the eclipse patterns that we have been talking about, you have got them going over your sun. So what I recommend to people at this period of time is to be flexible. And from the moon, the sun is your fifth house, and it is your house of creativity. So you might find yourself being more introspective in creating ways to change your career or to adjust your career. And the Saturn Rahu there is going to help you determine which friends are behind you and which friends are not behind you. So you will see that. But what will happen is because you go through this, and you also see what organizations you want to be with, what this will enable you to do is to be clear of who's in your camp. And that's what you want. You want to be clear of who's in your camp and who's not in your camp so that you can make the necessary adjustments to move forward. Also, I like the position of your moon. Your moon is in the house of the moon that we call Mula. And Mula people, Mula moons, are really good at seeing through the darkness, shall we say, and bringing out the light. Mula is the center of the universe. It's where the universe is created. So it's destructive energy, but out of the destructive energy, what do we get? We get rebirth. We get a reawakening. We get new light. So that is there, and I really like it. And I think that a profession for you is one that's alternative, one that helps people see the light. So that's what I would advise you to do, is to help people to evolve, to help people see the light. So, we are going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we'll be doing some more astrology readings. So, if the callers who just called in could not reach me, if they would like to call in, our phone lines seem to be fixed, so I can talk to you one-on-one, that would be great. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We are doing astrology readings, and we have Matt from Seattle on. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Well, thank you. So how can I help you?
I'm having problems with my current job right now, and it's gotten to the point where it's stressing myself and my family out so much, and I used to have my own business. The guy that I'm working for now, it's not working out like I had hoped, and I really don't know where to go, which way to turn. So I was hoping that you could maybe shed some light and maybe help me go in the proper direction.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things that are going on here that I see. First of all, you are Taurus rising, which is very good. It's ruled by Venus, and Venus goes to your ninth house, which is a wonderful placement for the Venus. It means that you are a person of character. You have high ethics, and you follow those ethics. Now, an interesting thing that's going on is that you have got a loaded-up career house. You've got Moon, Mercury, Sun, and Jupiter all in your 10th house of career. And this is an excellent combination for success in the career. And that is going to come in the future. Now, what's been going on is last year and a half, and a year and a half prior to that, some major houses in your chart underwent the eclipse pattern. So about 3 years ago, from 3 years ago up to 1.5 years ago, the eclipse pattern was going over your house of finances, your house of income, and your house of debt. And what this brought about, I'm sure, was some instability in your finances and in your income and in your debt. Then on top of that, after that, so about a year and a half ago until this past January where the eclipse patterns have moved, it was going over your house, your rising sign, that's you, and the house of your significant other, your spouse. And there were a lot of tumultuous changes happening during that period of time because all the malefic planets lined up with these eclipse patterns, and it was a tough year, not for you, just for you guys, but for a lot of people. There were a lot of changes. So you're coming, but the good news is, so you've been through a lot of instability, and you're coming out of that period now into a period of more stability. But the issue here is that there is still some residual left over from that. So now you said that you had a business, your own business, a while ago?
Yes, I did. About a year ago when I first started going out on, working for this company right now. And I had a very successful business, and I gave that up to the move. And when I was talking with this guy from this company, he said that, yeah, I'll have this and that, and I'll promise you this amount of money, and it's never really happened. I feel like I'm not getting paid what I'm worth, and it's lost all of its interest. I feel almost worthless to the point where I've lost my self-esteem, and it feels like the world just keeps slowly coming down on me, and it feels like there's no relief ever in sight. This is why I wanted to call today and see if there was like an end to it in sight, and it sounds like there might be.
Yeah, there is. What's happening is these eclipse patterns are going over your house of work, well, not career, but work, which is the sixth house, and your house of rightful acquisition, which is your 12th house. And so we have a lot of planetary energies, though, going over your 10th house of career right now as we speak. So this is what is bringing, this is why this issue is being brought up at this time. Now, what's going to happen with these eclipse patterns going over your sixth house of vocation, what you do to earn money, is that you are going to see through your work that you're doing, you are going to find your right vocation, and you're going to end up being in a place of where you're supposed to be. Now, the timing is perfect for you right now to make changes in the job, because these planetary configurations that are going over your 10th house are, we have the sun there, and the sun is the house of your home. We have Mercury there, and for you, this is your money planet. It's the planet of your money houses, and that's Mercury, and it is going to retrograde next week and continue through till March. And we have Mars there. So what's going to happen is you're going to get very quickly some information about work, and opportunities are going to open up for you to find another job that is going to be more along the lines of what you are looking for. Now, and Venus very shortly is going to move there, and that's you. And it'll be there next week. And my advice to you would be to put yourself out there on the market, looking for work, more reliable work, companies that can offer you more opportunities for steady employment and can be something that is what you want to do. I also don't think you're getting the respect that you deserve on this job either. I think that you're working for somebody who's maybe not as talented as you are, And I can see that you are very good at what you do, and you don't really need to take anything from anybody. You don't need to, you know, compromise your abilities. And I see that your abilities are actually helping out your boss at this period of time. So what's going to happen, though, is I do see you starting your own business in the near future. You're getting ready to change planetary periods, and you will do that in October. And at that time, opportunities will open up for you to start your own business again. But in the meantime, you need to get a job working for somebody else, but somebody who can give you what they promise they're going to give you so that you can be exposed to more opportunities for you to open up your own business.
Yeah, because that's my ultimate goal is opening, having my own business. And right now, it's not financially possible to start up my own business. That's why I have to work for somebody else. It is killing me inside, so it's nice to hear that in October it might be a good possibility to start the new business.
Well, yeah, and since Mercury is your money planet and it's retrograding there in your house of career, this new job should offer you more income. And so that will help relieve the financial burden. And the other thing is then after you get established and you feel better about your finances, you can start moonlighting for your own business. And eventually, after you've made the necessary contacts and things like that, you'll be able to transition smoothly into your own business without too much more stress on you or in your family. So I hope that helps you.
It sure does. I don't feel so stressed out anymore. Every day I wake up and I come home from work and my wife sees me, my kids see me, and they know that I'm just constantly being drained out. So you've given me a lot of hope. I just got to put myself out there. And thank you so much for...
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. I'm glad I could help. Yeah, it's coming to you. Just be patient. All righty. We have got to go. So I want to thank all the callers who called in for me to do the astrology reading, and I want to thank you, the listener, for listening to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information about the show and about me, you can visit me on themichellebondshow.com. For more information about Transformation Talk Radio, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got to go, so I will see you next week. Have a prosperous week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors,
motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.